Welcome to Monique's Unique Boutique, ladies. I am Monique, at your service. Please, have a look around my shop and let me know whatever I can do to help you find what your heart most desires. Have you enjoyed your stay so far in Quiteron? I see that you've brought a man with you. Not to worry, Monique. Our gentleman is carrying a fat wallet in those silk pyjamas. And he enjoys dressing his ladies in the highest quality. You should have seen the exquisite dresses that were misplaced with our luggage along our travels. Priceless.
Ah, tragic. Is Mademoiselle wearing a bedsheet?
Mademoiselle is not very happy about that. Our lifestyle of late has become rather rugged. Oh, Monique, I've never seen so many pretty designs. You have the most beautiful shop in town. It appears to be the only shop in town. Barely a village. Quaint, to say the least. Monique, we would love to purchase some of your wonderful dresses. As Deborah has mentioned, our wardrobe recently went missing. As you can see, I am wearing my husband's robe. It is Providence that we found your shop to help us.
Since you ladies are obviously from out of town, I must stress absolute discretion with your man present. I do not wish there to be any trouble. He can sit in the back corner until he's paid for any purchases. I cannot have men being seen in my shop like this. It's not good for business.
Of course. We don't want to cause any problems for you. Would you prefer for him to wait outside? Don't be ridiculous, Angela. He can sit over there.
I would not advise him to wait outside, unless he gives you his wallet first.
All right. Make yourself comfortable, darling. We'll only be a moment. What should we choose, Deborah? Everything looks so lovely. Then we should try on everything. Come with me, Angela Jekyll. And will make you so beautiful that your husband won't even recognize you. Here, we'll start with foundations. Oh, feel this. Simply delicious. These are frilling cute, aren't they? This would look smashing on you. Here, take it. You should be covered in bows, Dr. Jekyll. Here, this one too. Here, we'll take the whole lot into the dressing room with us. Perhaps later we can find an adequate salon that will curl your hair. I want to make you a precious little doll, Angela. Usually I would complain that the shop girl isn't assisting us directly, but if she'd rather leer at your husband, then we must fend for ourselves. Now, let's get out of those filthy, ragged things and slide into new, clean silk, shimmering satin, plush, crushed velvet, and luscious cashmere. Oh, Angela Jekyll, this is how to live. It's good to see you so happy, Deborah. Finally alone, just the two of us. With your exquisite beauty, both of us naked, surrounded by these soft, luxurious undergarments with pretty ribbons and bows. It reminds me of how you recently said that you wouldn't mind if I was acting like a sex fiend, as long as it was with you. Huh, well, naturally. I adore you, Angela. You know that. These are very nice. Excellent quality, see? Why don't you start with these? I'd love to see you in them. All right. You know, I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. Since you said that about me so sweetly. Back in the cave? Now that we're alone at last, do you think we could... I mean, would it be all right if... Well, you know, if we were quiet and quick, you could help me control myself, like you did before in the cave. Angela Jekyll? Are you proposing that we have sex in this changing room? All while Monique browbeats your poor husband out there. Angela, I could barely control you last time, and that's what destroyed my last dress. Maybe later, dear. Perhaps we can find a nice hotel for the night. Ideally one with thick walls. I'm sure your husband wouldn't mind. I'm sure that he would be delighted. I don't want to wait. I can't stop thinking about it. Please, Deborah. You can help me. We can help each other. I need this now. I know that I am safe in your hands, and you'll prevent me from going too far. Here, Deborah. Touch me here. I told you no, you fixated little fiend. Why have you suddenly gone into heat? Angela, you have got to relax. Your eyes have already changed color, and you know how I hate Lola Hyde glaring at me. I need my sweet little Angela to calm down and be a good girl. But I'm tired of being a good girl. Kiss me, my beautiful darling. Taste me. Hold me. Touch me. Explore me. I know you want to. I want it so much, Debbie. Please. Please. Help me find release. Don't touch me. Now is not the time, Angela. You can tell Hyde that she has to wait. But I've waited so long, Debbie. I can wait forever. Angela's ready to burst. She needs you. I need you. I'm begging for your help here. Please. You know what I need. And if I don't get it, Angela's going to start foaming at the mouth. If you thought last time was bad. Calm down, and we'll get you to a hotel. Otherwise, you're going to ruin everything like you always do. I will not allow you to continue to spoil things for me by making me angry. Besides, I love Angela and her husband, and even Spatch when she's not battering me. I want nothing to do with you, Lola Hyde.
Silly Debbie. You can't love Angela without me. Angela can't get her rocks off without me getting involved. I'm her super-duper goddess orgasm that she's addicted to. And Angela's immense libido drives our insatiable lust. So I must be released. Oh, your sweet Dr. Jekyll will go stark raving mad. Come on, Debbie. Give in and help a girl out. I'm sure your monster would love to come out and play with me. Now there's a big girl who likes to pound me. She could help us break through this ridiculous antidote bullshit. I can't stand being stuck halfway like this. Angela's begging to go full Lola in your arms. For the last time, Hyde. Not now.
Climb back inside, Angela. And tonight I'll give you a night of passion that you'll never forget. At the hotel.
I should have guessed. Shape-shifting witches. Get out, both of you. Your man with the money has been dragged out into the street. Praise Dionysus.
What? Where is he?
As I suspected, the Bacchae spotted him in here and took him outside. If you hurry, you might bid him adieu. We do not suffer men to live in Kitteron. Do not forget your bedsheet, mademoiselle.
Come on, Deborah. We've got to save him. I'm coming. Let's go.
Why don't you smile for us, honey?
Show us what you got, sweetheart.
Yeah, strip him. Strip him naked. Make him dance for
Shake
us.
Shake it, Woo! Baby. Shake it like you mean it. Like it's your last dance.
Oh, boy. You can tell he likes it. He's into it.
Give it to me, baby.
Excuse me. Coming through. What is the meaning of this? We demand that you let this man go. He has done nothing wrong. You're hurting him. Why? Why are you all doing this?
What do you mean, why are we doing this?
He's a man. He can't be trusted. He's a pox on society. A blight on humanity.
Search your memories. Every experience you've ever had with a man. You know it to be true.
No, it's not true. He's good and kind and wonderful. I love him. He's my husband.
Oh, you poor girl. He's obviously brainwashed you.
She's too far gone. You're better off without him, sweetie.
Let him go. We won't let you hurt him.
Beware these two women. I saw them shape-shifting in my shop. They're witches or demons. Or worse.
Hold them back. Kill their man. Let them bear witness. Release them from his spell.
Rip him apart. Dionysus be praised. I want his head.
No! Stop! Please stop!
Let go of me!
Deborah, look. It's Boggles coming to rescue us. I never thought I'd be happy to see Boggles again.
By the gods, what is this witchcraft?
Look out! It's gonna crush us!
I don't feel so bad about being airsick earlier. Callie is an appalling pilot.
No, something is wrong with them.
Howdy, y'all. Careful, ladies. Best stand back. We're three sheets of the wind. Do you miss our fella getting himself killed for being a man? Oh, there you are. I suppose they let you off with just a warning this time. Well, good for you.
Angela, quick, while these mad women are distracted, grab your husband and get him into Boggles. I'll try to hold them off. Come on, darling. It wouldn't be wise to stay here much longer. I'll need help to climb into Boggles while Callie has it hovering, if you can give me a boost. There. Now I'll help you climb in.
They're getting away!
Stop them!
Stay back, all of you!
No! Let go of me!
Deborah? Deborah, we're all in now. Reach up and we'll pull you in.
Show them what we do to sympathizers.
Drag her down.
Tear her apart.
Deborah. Deborah.